Hello and welcome to the ninth in this series of 5-minute podcasts related to the topic of qualitative research and the early years learning environment. In this episode, I'm going to continue to develop the more generative way of responding to evocative experiences. A few sentences from a conversation with a head teacher about how he perceived his role in relation to the school's reception class are a foundation for broader reflection on the school as a loosely coupled organisation. In particular, the head teacher's comment was, "I'm only involved in that I listen to the reception teacher and what's going on, and I would like to think we make a group, a joint decision, but a lot of it's on experience, because we've got an experienced reception teacher now. A lot of her decisions, or my decisions as a school, are based on her thoughts and professional judgment." So what the head teacher is suggesting here is that he values the professional experience and judgment of the reception class teacher and doesn't get too closely involved in the management of the reception class. This effectively leads to a loose coupling between the class teacher and the head teacher, where the class teacher has more autonomy and makes her own decisions in an appropriate, timely fashion, rather than being immediately and directly responsive to centralised directives. Carl Weak in 1990, in his article Loosely Coupled Systems, a Reconceptualisation, identified a range of types of loosely coupled organisations and noted the relevance of this concept to educational organisations such as schools. The focus on typology includes organisations which are loosely coupled to fragmented environments, but also intra-organisational coupling such as occurs between individuals, between subunits such as a classroom and the larger organisation, and between hierarchical levels within the organisation, which could include head teacher or senior management and class teacher. Loose coupling typically results in persistence through buffering and adaptability, but isn't always associated with greater effectiveness. On the one hand, buffering can be good insulation against a plethora of continuous changes and stream of local national initiatives, but can also result in resistance to change as teachers assert their autonomy once the classroom doors are closed. Gamoran, in 2008, in his article Reforming the Loosely Coupled System, Implications for Jewish Schools, noted that efforts to improve teaching have often foundered because of difficulty of penetrating through the layers of bureaucracy and reaching the classroom. It's on page 52. And suggested that continuous professional development might be a more effective strategy than implementing structural changes. On a similar critical note, leadership's identified as a potential issue in loosely coupled organisations. Stronger and more subtle leadership may be needed, which recognises and values the professional experience of individual teachers while also providing centralised direction and control. In practice, this could mean the head teacher spending time listening to and talking to teaching staff in classrooms and informally throughout the school. As the head teacher said, "I listen to the reception teacher and what's going on, and would like to think we make a group." Of course, the class teacher doesn't act in a completely autonomous way, which would construct the school as an uncoupled organisation. There are various constraints on the teacher's autonomy. For example, Weak draws attention to the value of small step strategies, such as focusing on specific targets and the control of resources. School policies, which include a focus on specific details, make centralised control more manageable. For example, the head teacher talked about the minutiae of classroom displays policy and the policy about desks and chairs, though again recognising decisions at the discretion of the class teacher. Specifically, the head teacher emphasised, "Not that I would come in here and say, get rid of all the desks. I mean, I'd want to know if the teacher said that. You know, I'd want to know why and how would it affect the rest of the school. I wouldn't come in here and say, get rid of them because it's the best thing, I think, but because I know she would be probably against it." So there's got to be total trust and professional judgment. This emphasis on total trust and professional judgment draws attention to the importance of shared values as part of the glue that can hold a loosely coupled organisation together. Although Gamoran's article focuses on the trend of reduced teacher autonomy in state schools and consequent reduction in loose coupling contrasted with the private sector, trust and professional judgment are surely still key components within the school as an organisation. Means for encouraging, supporting and developing this are therefore worth exploring. Halvorsen's article 2006, A Distributed Leadership Perspective on How Leaders Use Artifacts to Create Professional Community in Schools, makes a useful contribution to this discourse when extending the discussion of coupling school administration and teaching practice through systematic development of relational trust and collaborative action. Okay, I think that's about 5 minutes. So I look forward to the next episode focusing on another aspect of qualitative research and the early years learning environment.